Tonight's shir simin shin aleph, se'if yud aleph, and se'if yud beis. Se'if yud aleph, davar ha'asur letachshit ule hishtamish bo. Something that has two functions. It serves as jewelry, and it also has a use. Kagon maftachos na'os, so kesef k'min tachshit. Let's say it has a very beautiful key. It's silver, like a piece of jewelry. Asur, he cannot wear that on Shabbos. Sheharoa omer, because someone who sees him will say, Shletzorach tashish motzi, he's taking it out to use the key, and they don't see it as a piece of jewelry. So this is a Maris Ayin example where you don't wear it because it's a Maris Ayin of carrying. V'yesh matirin im hushal kasef, some say no, if it's silver, it is permitted. Let's stop here, see Mishnah Berurah. Sefkar mem aleph, asur v'chulu. Even though right now his intent is only exclusively to hang it around his neck because it looks nice, it's an adornment. Asur, it's still forbidden. Because of what people see. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, back in Siftes, the matir b'tachshit l'ish, they said a man can wear a ring with a signet because it's a tachshit, it's an adornment. O demari shehamavteach kavua heite b'shalshel shal tzavaro v'ein b'kal l'mishef asolach u'la'ach v'yeh. Or talking about a key that is firmly connected to the necklace around his neck, and it's not easy to remove and take it and carry it and show it to someone else. Afilu hachi osur, it's still osur. V'nei maris ayin, because of maris ayin. So there's a number of reasons it could have been asur. It could have been asur because men don't wear tachshitim. No, tachshitim, old men do wear tachshitim. It could be asur because even a tachshit, maybe he'll take it off and show someone and carry it. No, he's not taking it off and carrying it. And it's still asur because of Maris Ayin. People think it's not a tachshit at all. People think it's a key. You need your key. And that's why you're wearing it. And that would be asur. Sivka mem beis im hushal kesef. The yesh matirim say no, if it's silver, there's no Maris Ayin. The cave on Din Derech Lasos Mavtech Mikasev. It's not normal to make keys out of silver. Har I Karonas El Tachshit. So clearly, this is made for the jewelry component. Va'afal Pisha Gam Mishdamshbo. Even though it does have a practical use, Mikomokom I Karo Latachshit Asui. But its main use is to be jewelry. Umutter, and he'd be allowed to wear it. Kishimotzio L'shem Tachshit. If he's wearing it as jewelry. But the Shatzim points out, because if he wanted to use it, Bavaldi Osir. If his goal is to use the key, that's Osir. The only heter for Tachshit is when I'm not going to use it for the key. I'm only using it because it's a piece of jewelry. I like this piece. It looks nice to me. I want to wear it. That's where the Yesh Matirim allow it. Aval im hu Osir mi barzel unechoshes. But if this key is not made out of silver, it's made out of iron, it's made out of copper. Even if it was made to look nice, like jewelry, asur, let's say spo, he cannot go out without a Shabbos. The ikaro, the tashrish asui, its main purpose is the key. She came derech kol maftechos lasos mi barzel nechoshes, because that's the norm to make keys out of iron or copper. Vehine, after midivri shulchan aruch mashma, the daito kader rishono. Even though the wording of Shulchan Aruch tells us he's following the first view, it's a stam with a yesh matirin. So the stam is the Shulchan Aruch's personal view, and he says it's osur because it's a maris ayin. Mid the kavur b'stamah, since he brought this as the stam view. Mikomokom ein limchas b'zeh. Nonetheless, we will not protest if someone follows the yesh matirin. Achrei the kasev darke moshe b'shem ha'agur, since the darke moshe quotes the agur. The Ba'ashkenaz no hagen kehamatir mishal kesef. That in Ashkenaz, the minig was to be lenient like the yesh matirin if it's made out of silver. Ramah. The Ramah writes, Umikomokom asur lotseis betik shabotei einayim shekorin brilin. However, it's forbidden on Shabbos to go with eyeglasses case hanging around his neck. They used to call the eyeglasses batei naim or brilin, and it's in a tick, it's in a case, and the case is hanging on his neck. He can't do that. Af al pi shehatik hu shel kesef, even though it's a silver eyeglass case, it's a kavod Shabbos eyeglass case, doesn't help. Dehabatei naim ba'atzmam heim asui. The glasses themselves is carrying. So zikr, the case, is carrying. You can't take the glasses, you can't take the case. And the case with the glasses, it's also. The im hamafteach shon lechoshes u'barzel, the Ramah goes back to the case of the keys. If the key is made out of iron, copper, afilu mechurba v'kavua b'chagoyra, even if you attach it to a belt, asur. V'yesh akosu, some write, shenohagim v'zela hatir, that in fact we are makel. And he quotes, Beisoyis b'shem tshuvas ashkenazis. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sukkah Mem Gimel. So Ramah begins that you cannot go outside on Shabbos wearing around your neck a silver glasses case with glasses. Asur lotseis betik. Hainu tikshel kesef. It's a silver container attached to a chain. Velistos al savaro tachshit, and he wears it around his neck, and it's an adornment. The ilu shomotziyam biyado, because if he's carrying it in his hand, belav achi aser. That's for sure aser. Afilo tachshit gomer, even if it's a legitimate piece of jewelry, can't carry it in your hand. Sifkad memdal dabotei nayim baatzma meimasur. The Ramah says the case is aser because the glasses are aser. For who adin bin adon shal kesef, the same is true if I had a silver case to hold a knife. Af imu osu liskashito, even though it's very pretty, it's made adorned, it can be jeweled. Emieshbo sakin, and it has a knife in it. For the amina da sakin ye botel gabi hin adon shu shal kesef. We don't say that the knife is incidental to the case, which is silver and it's mutter. Oh, but they now the gavi tikkur. We should say that the glasses are bottled to the container, which is silver. El adam is just the opposite. Hasakin v'abotei naim ha'ikur. The main thing is the knife. The main thing are the glasses. No one says nase botei naim latik. Oh, let's make glasses to fit into this nice case I made. El nase tik l'abotei naim. You make the case to fit the glasses. V'uad, then the same is true nedon l'sakin. You don't say let's make a knife to fit my holder. You need a holder for the knife. V'hine kol zemayri le'inyin lo seis hatik shel habote inayim im habote inayim shebetocho al savor l'sachshit. This whole discussion is wearing around your neck the silver case for glasses with the glasses inside the case. V'lo seis habote inayim gufa al chotmo b'mekom she'ein eruv, but to wear the glasses on your nose when there's no eruv, b'vaday aser b'lav hachir, that's zikr aser. Might fall off. The glasses they're talking about had no temples. They perched on their nose, and there was no temple. So, of course, it could fall off. You can't go on Shabbos with that outside. You can't go because it's going to fall off. You end up carrying. And if, even if you have a nice case to put them in, the case is bottled to the glasses. And if the glasses are carrying, then the case is carrying, and there's no etzah. But what about our glasses with temples? So the Marsham in Das Torah starts by saying, if the person cannot see where he's going without his glasses, l'chore it would be mortar for him to go out with them on his nose, and especially if he ties it well around his head, so the wind won't blow it off. This is his lashon. So he can't see without it, he wants to matter, especially if you tie it down. And then he says, they came out with bate einayim with motos akumos and their chosim hetim ozen ozen. They came out with these new fashion brillin that they're actually temples that go to the back of the ear and they hold in place, and that he wants to make it with. Now the notes on the side being a whole discussion in more contemporary poskim. Chazanish wasn't very happy about glasses on Shabbos because of the issur brought down over here. Chashash they may fall off. There are people who are makbid to wear a strap, like a sports strap, tying their glasses in the back of their head because of this chazanish. They won't go out without a strap holding the glasses in place because they're afraid. The fact of the matter is, most of us say, if you put your head down, they don't fall off. That's on tight enough. If takli fall off, you put your head down, maybe it's takli too loose. If there's reading glasses only, he says you can't wear them on Shabbos because takli people take them off. You don't wear them when you walk. You don't need them to walk with. So if you want to wear them to shul, he says that would be carrying. But there's a whole discussion. But there's no question the brillin they're talking about had no temples. And then the question is, once you add temples, did the halacha change? Sifkatan memhe. Ramah says, if you attach a regular key to a belt, it's still usher because of carrying. But some say that the meaning is to be mekel. Mr. Bruce of Kalimim Hey Bezela Hatir. The Davka Kishuhu Mechuber Vikavua Berosh Achagur. It's only mutter when it's attached to the end of the belt. The Asui Ke'ein Zenkel. And it's made like the buckle. V'Ke'ein Keres, like a clasp. Omasha Anukorin Sprunskis. Lachkerbo, and they're using it to close the belt. So if you make the key as part of the belt buckle to go through the hole on the other side to hold the belt in place, that's a functional part of the belt, that would be mutter. The Ozaminin, Keir Shachagur, Medubok, Bebarzel, Shalom Aftayach, since the belt is attached to the metal of the key, Vemkechatich Achas, it's one thing, the key is part of the belt. This piece of metal is in key form and can be used to lock and unlock a door. But we say the key part, the key element, is subordinate to the belt itself. And therefore the ikar is the belt, it's part of the belt, and there's no problem wearing it on Shabbos. But if the key is not the buckle of the belt, I attach it somewhere in the middle of the belt. Asur, that's forbidden. The key is not subordinate to the belt. No shaykes to the belt. The belt is fine without it. The belt doesn't need it at all. That's karen. Valkane, therefore, those people, they give themselves an allowance to wear it and carry on Shabbos. Because they're hanging the key on the metal of the belt, so it's attached to the belt, but it's kind of like a charm. The kolish can certainly, if it's hanging because they tied it with a knot before Shabbos, hutaus, it's a big mistake. The only heter is if the key is actually made as part of the buckle itself. The oz bater legabecher, then it's subordinate to the belt itself. But if it's hanging on there, serving no purpose, that's carrying. If the key is silver, and I have it attached in the middle of the belt, after bezeh, even though it's not one with the belt, some will say it's mutter because it adorns the belt. Others say it's also. Like we said before in Sifirav. We're in Sifirav. Should say v'chanal, like we said. That means, like we said before, in the mechaber of this sif. As far as carrying a pocket watch, arzeiger, Bivigadov, in his clothing, chutz the erev, outside of the erev, asur lekuli alma. Everybody says that's asur. Shein shayich al zeh shein tachshit. You can't call this an adornment. Kimet she'eino derech malbush. He's not wearing it. V'hamotziyu l'rishus harab chayv chatas. You take it to rishus harab chayv chatas. I mean, in addition, no one sees it either. It's in your pocket. So it doesn't adorn anything. And you're carrying it. V'afilu imhu mechuber l'revid hazaav shenos al savaro shutachet, even if it's attached to a golden chain that he has around his neck, and that's a piece of jewelry. Gamken iser gomu, it's totally forbidden. Damor sha'os yeshu chashiv sifnei atzmo, because the clock has its own significance. V'einu botel l'gab revid, it will not be subordinate to the necklace. So the chain may be very nice, but the clock has its own chashivos, and it would be also because it's carrying. So the Be'er Halacha has a long discussion about the pocket watch. And there are a number of problems. First of all, how could it be a tachshit if no one sees itself? Second of all, when you take it out to look at the time, you carry it, and you could show it to some other people. And the heter of the mafteach was only if I'm wearing it exclusively as an adornment. As soon as I want the mafteach to open my doors, it's also then too. And certainly, you're not wearing this pocket watch because it looks nice. You want it because it tells time. It has a function. So there's a long arichas here in Be'er Halacha. And at the end, he writes, you know why I went to all this arichas? L'hoitzi midas gadol echad. because I have to disagree with one Godol. Shekosav lahalka b'zeh. He said it was okay. Agav shitfe. He was too quick. Lo hev l'dvarav shom tam. Right, didn't bring proofs. And it can't be. And Mimela, I have to write my lengthy explanation. Say it's osir. It does not say who this is. But I did look at Marsham. Marsham quotes a Shol Meshev, a Chayla Gimel, who's Mekel. And he argues them also. It's clear to me that the Chavetz Chaim is referring to the same tshuva, and he made the point of writing an Arichus because it's almost like if you ever see Rashi and Chumash, the long Rashis, it's because he's arguing the Zerbeim. He doesn't argue the Zerbeim, the short Rashis. When he's arguing the Zerbeim, he has to give a long Rashi to explain all his rayas. So here too, the Chavetz Chaim is a long Arichus to explain why the Pak watches the palm. Now, as far as a wristwatch is concerned, so that's discussed in the notes, that there are those who say it's okay, those say it's not okay. If it's gold, maybe it's better because it's jewelry. Then the question is, well, if it doesn't work, will you still wear it? If you won't wear it, if it's broken, that means you don't care for jewelry, it's for its function. So that's a discussion. Sifyut Beis. Lo yetzei hachayot b'machat hatchu v'lo b'vigdo. A tailor should not go out on Shabbos with a pin stuck in his clothing. V'lo nagar b'kesem shavos no, nor should a carpenter go out with a piece of wood they would keep by their ear, and people would see it and say, oh, he's the carpenter. V'lo soreik m'shicha shebetzavaro, and the one who combs out the wool should not go with the thread around his neck, that people identify him by seeing that. V'myat said, if any of these three did with these identifying features of their profession, patu. There's no reason to do this. Mr. Burris of God, menfa, b'machat ha-tchu v'chulo, kol elu heim, people would do these things that when someone else would see them, it's advertising, they know what kind of profession they're in. But say some lashuk, when they went out to market, people will recognize what they do for a living. So if he went out on Shabbos, they would be potter. Why is it not an issa d'oraisa? Because the true way to carry these things is in your hand. Even a tailor. When he wants people to know that he's a tailor, he might put the pin in his clothing. But other times he just carries it in his hands. And therefore it's considered a shinoi, it is not the normal way to carry it, and that's why it's potter. But didn't the Shulchan Aruch pass him back at Sivches? B'dei Rishono, in the first view, that if it's a sewing needle that is in his clothing, he's chayiv and issa d'oraisa. Afilo kol odom, for anybody. Shom mari shetchuva beveged b'makom shederech l'schov bo b'chol l'prokim. That must be talking when he put it in his garment in a place that people would typically put their pins on a weekday if they went out on the street on occasion. V'kan mari, this case must be k'shetchu b'makom she'ein derech l'tzos l'gam b'bekach, that this is not the place where people would normally put a pin on a weekday. Only an Uman would do it, to show that he is an Uman. Therefore, it's not called Derech Chatzah, and he's Potter even though he's an Uman. So I don't know, maybe he means that on a weekday people would put it in their lapel, and he's putting it on his sleeve. No one puts it on their sleeve. Who puts it on their sleeve? If he wants people to know, material is on the sleeve. So it's not the normal Derech Chatzah. It's only for these people to publicize their profession. That's part of it. But if you put it in the lapel where everyone does, the talk will be a chiv chatas. Yes. Potter, correct. Potter doesn't mean it's mutter. Or a bear hagor le'el b'simen reishon beis b'sofa pasik talok b'yehuda do mechayev. Now, if you look at Vilna Gaon's parish, back in reishon beis, in the end, he goes like a b'yehuda that the tailor would be chayev. This is deraisa. V'ayim b'simen v'chem and moishe shum etzadeh t'gam da'asarif ha'rosh motenkin. And the Chelen Moshe brings that even the Riff and the Rosh also inclined to say that's Nisan D'Oraisa. So even though the Mechaber is saying he's Potter, the Vilna Gaon says differently, and there are Rishonim who would concur, which makes it questionable. If the Riff and the Rosh both said that it's Chiyav D'Oraisa, why is it going to Rambam that's Nisan D'Rabban? So that's what he's pointing out, that the Rambam is the only one who says this. He's quoting the Rambam. Rambam, Perek Yud Tes, quoting straight Rambam. He wants to say, Lemaisa, Riff and the Rosh, argue with this Rabbah.